Okay, friends. Today we are reading a story called If I Had a Raptor. And this was written by George O'Connor. And it's read today by Mommy and Meow Meow. Are you a kitten? Oh my goodness. You guys, I have a cuddly kitten here with me. Hello, little Meow Meow. Do you have a name? No, you're just a kitten. All right, so Mommy and Philip, or Mommy and Kitten, are reading If I Had a Raptor by George O'Connor. Here we go. If I had a raptor, I'd want to get her as a baby. So she's all teensy and tiny and funny and fluffy. A baby raptor is so teensy and tiny that she would be easy to lose. I'd give her a little bell so I could always find her.
And in the pictures, we can see the little tiny baby raptor is hiding. Yes, that's right. She's hiding in the bookshelf, behind the curtain, under the chair, behind the bed. But with a bell, we can see the bell makes a sound and it goes ring-a-ding. And our little girl who is wanting this raptor turns around and says,
there you are.
And scoops the little raptor up.
Baby raptors are the cutest. If I had a raptor, she would sit on my lap and I would let her. Even when she grows up, she will still like to sit on my lap. A raptor likes nothing better than a nice, warm spot. My raptor would bask on a sunny windowsill or snuggle in the clean laundry.
Well, now that's something a cat will do, right? Sit on a windowsill in the sun or snuggle up in some laundry.
She would even settle on my homework or in any cozy little space, really. My raptor would like to sleep. She would sleep a lot. She would sleep all day long.
I think I see a problem happening here because the little girl wants to play with the raptor, but the raptor is totally asleep. And I don't think it's gonna work out for her so well.
Because she'll probably definitely run around like crazy, she will run around like crazy all night long. Raptors have special eyes that let them see in the dark. I don't.
Ah, so we can see here, in the middle of the night, our little girl has gotten up to go potty. But the raptor, who has been running around in the dark all night long, sees her go and runs over to her, and because she's got that bell, she can't jump out at her. Because when she moves, the bell goes ring-a-ding, and the little girl knows she's there. She's still surprised, I think, but she knows she's there.
Okay. No matter how late she stays up, my raptor would wake me up nice and early. She would let me know when she's hungry or not.
And in the picture, we see her feeding her dinosaur. What do you think is in that bowl? It almost looks like maybe it's cat food. Don't you think? Uh-huh. Well, you would know because you're a cat. Does that look like something you would eat? Yes, the kitten smiles and wags his tongue. Okay.
If I had a raptor, I would have to teach her what's right and what's wrong. I might even have to trim her claws a little bit now and then. She would always forgive me, though. Good girl.
Uh-huh. And what do you see happening in the pictures?
She's cutting the claws.
Yeah, she's cutting the claws. Because what is she? What has this raptor done?
Scratched up a chair.
Yeah, she has scratched up the furniture. Do you know some pets, especially pets that have long claws? I'm not pointing my finger at anyone, but I'll just say feline pets have a tendency to scratch on things and can scratch up furniture. And I think that's what this raptor is doing. Okay. All raptors like to hunt. If I had a raptor, she would stalk the little things that catch her eye, like birds or bugs or even a dust bunny. Sometimes she would stare at nothing at all, or at I wouldn't even know what. And sometimes she might just stare at me. If I had a raptor. Ring-a-ding, says the bell on the raptor. See, the raptor was crouching down to jump on the little girl. And she turns around and says, there you are. It would be the best thing ever. But I'm going to disagree with her. Do you want to know what I think? I think a kitten would have been a better choice because she's describing things that a kitten would do, like pounce and stuff and lay in the sun. A raptor, a velociraptor, is, in fact, a carnivorous dinosaur, which...
She's talking about a kitty cat.
Yeah, it doesn't actually live in our time. And they would definitely eat her, a real velociraptor. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. A velociraptor would chomp all over this little girl. So it's probably a very good thing that she does not have one, don't you think? Yeah. And can you say meow, meow, which is cat for the end? Meow, meow. Okay. Good work. Good work, kitten. And that is the end, friends.